USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A major fire in a residential apartment building in the Bronx, New York City on Sunday left 19 people dead, including 9 children, in what Mayor Eric Adams described as one of the worst fires in the city's history. Fire Commissioner Dan Nigro.
Thank you, Mayor. And let me just say that my entire department mourns along with the families here today and our entire city. We're all about saving lives, and the loss of one life is sad for us, much less 19 lives.
A faulty space heater is to blame for starting the fire. Chicago Public Schools canceled classes for a fourth day in a row as Mayor Lori Lightfoot and the Chicago Teachers Union continued negotiating on potential reopening of city schools. Lightfoot accused the Teachers Union of abandoning kids and their families. The Chicago Teachers Union tweeted, "The union wants to reassure parents and guardians of Chicagoans that we will remain at the bargaining table until we reach an agreement." USA Radio News.
Hey, Gary, we need that tax report by tomorrow. Hey, Bobby, give me that expenses.
For Hari's accounting firm, client growth is exponential.
I know we're a couple of accountants short.
He needs WhipSmart accountants at whiplash speed.
Hey, so why aren't these receivables matching up?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
A Supreme Court justice is caught speaking misinformation.
Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor is facing criticism for claims she made about COVID-19 and the Omicron variant during oral arguments against President Biden's federal vaccine mandates Friday. In one claim, she said over 700 million Americans were being infected with Omicron a day. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul sought to correct Sotomayor on Fox News.
Sotomayor ought to be ashamed of herself, and we need to correct the record. Omicron, if you look at the statistics, 75% less lethal. Now, there are enormous amounts of people getting this. Everybody in the country is getting this, but it's more like 700,000 to 800,000 a day, not 700 million.
Sotomayor also claimed that 100,000 children were in serious condition with the coronavirus, which legal and health experts say isn't true. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Iran has placed sanctions on 52 Americans and has warned America of attack from within our borders. National security and military analyst Dr. Rebecca Grant on Fox News says if Iranian operatives are in this country, they probably got in through our open southern border.
On Iran, we also have talks going on getting back to that old 2015 nuclear deal. This is round 8 of those talks. They're not going well because Iran refuses to reverse the violations in storing its nuclear material. So the question is Iran plotting to do more? Remember the new head of the Republican Guards there, the Revolutionary Guards, is threatening. And they have tried attacks in U.S. soil, cyber attacks and shutting down a dam. My point here is, hey, we've got to be on the watch for Iran's mischief. And with 45 different nationalities apprehended along the southern border, you got to keep an eye on that as well.
Florida man Garrett Smith with Antifa gear was arrested Friday after running away from a protest in support of a January 6th rioter, Jeremy Brown. Smith was found to have a pipe bomb device in his backpack. Pinellas County Sheriff Galtieri.
Brown's arrest and incarceration has certain groups upset, and they have posted their opposition to Brown being held in jail on various social media sites. These groups claim that Brown is a political prisoner.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.